Jim, what do you mean by the myth of alternative energy?
George, in my own work, I work on energy and energy systems. That's just one of my projects. But it became clear to me early on that the energy efforts that are being made, like people see wind towers going in and they go, oh, finally, we're going to have alternative energy and this is green and it's, you know, and people feel good. But what I want to do is just give some basic number statistics and show people how this is a myth that someday we're going to have alternative energy. And I'll point at the major systems. And actually, wind is a viable system for or a source of energy. Mm-hmm. But the systems that are in place right now are extremely inefficient. If you look at any wind installation, most of them are sitting there with the blades not turning. They only work at peak wind velocities of 30 to 33 miles an hour. And if you go down only 5 miles per hour in the wind velocity, they drop to 50% efficiency. And if you go down to the average wind speed of around 15 miles an hour, they're down to about 10 to 30% efficiency based on the model. But anyway, I put together some basic numbers based on world energy consumption. And so just in a nutshell, within 1 minute, something pretty much everybody can understand. The world today uses around 15 terawatts. That's 10 to the 12th watts of energy. And so that's an annual consumption rate.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Now, let's look at Hoover Dam. Hoover Dam puts out around 2 gigawatts. It would take 7,500 Hoover dams with Lake Meads associated with it, 7,500 Hoover dams running at full capacity to provide the world energy needs with electricity. And that means that we could replace coal
nuke
for electric, including oil that's burned for cars, and then nuclear power. And those are the three big ones, of course, propane and natural gas is also used for heating. But those are the big four, natural gas, electric, and coal for electric, oil. But at any rate, the point is it would take 7,500 Hoover dams to power the world's energy needs. Let's look at wind towers. The average wind tower will put out at peak power around 3 megawatts.
That's it?
Okay, that's it, yeah. And so the problem is it would take at peak capacity, it would take around 700 wind turbines to equal a Hoover Dam. But, as I just pointed out, if you actually see, and it's really unfortunate, wind towers are sold at peak capacity. The governments pass them. They're installed. It's a good cottage industry relative to the energy industry. But the point is that they only run it around total 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, they only run at about 10% efficiency of their total capacity. It would take around 7,000 wind towers to equal one Hoover Dam. Okay, here's the statistic that is going to floor most people. At that rate, which is very realistic, it would take 52 million wind towers to produce the wind that we need or the power that we need to cover the world's energy. 52 million wind towers. That, and if you look at, the need for New York City and in the surrounding northeastern coastline there, we're talking for just that area probably about close to 1 million wind towers just to power that area.
Do you know what the landscape would look like, Jim, after that?
Who would produce 1 million of these? The big installations that are going in today have up to 700 towers. These are the big ones. Now, how many big installations of 700 towers would you have to put in to get up to 52 million?
That's never going to
happen. This is what I'm talking. This is a myth. This is a myth, and it's being allowed, and people are buying into it. Hook, line, and sinker thinking that we're going to have alternative energy. Look at the solar or the reflective systems that go in. You can't start talking about alternative energy sources until you get up to the Hoover Dam type of power output.
What about the 2 gigawatts? What about the myth of peak energy, peak oil?
Well, there again, and I believe that there were some people who truly believed that we hit peak oil, and there were statistics
I agree.
On the surface that we had hit and gotten all the easy oil out, and it would be more expensive. But the reality is that there is amazing amounts of oil on planet Earth. We know about the reserves. Canada has vast, vast reserves. The Orinoco region of Venezuela is not the world's biggest reserve, but it is immense. Venezuela right now is selling to China at very low prices, while we're consuming energy here at very high prices based on a monopoly. But if you have a product, if it's food, water, oil, energy, whatever, you have to convince the public that there's a shortage so that you can keep your prices high.
Or, like diamonds, you keep them back.
You control the industry, and you
exactly.
do that with an iron glove, and that's what's going on. But see, there's a lot of tree huggers and eco people out there, and to placate that crowd, they put out what I call the myth of alternative energy, that there's hope. There's no hope, given the systems that we're seeing today, for alternative energy. Let's look at Hoover Dam, which is a great example. Everybody, it's in this country. China's building some bigger dams, which, because of their size, have some serious problems. Hoover Dam rarely runs at peak capacity. The lake level has been down, so it depends on rainfall.
Sure.
You know that. You live in Los Angeles, so you're very aware of that. But it mm-hmm. would take 7,500, imagine this, 7,500 Lake Meads and Hoover Dams to power the world's energy needs. That's the kind of scale that you have to understand to really understand the world's energy needs and what alternative energy has to do if it's going to be viable.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. But here's one thing that I've worked on. I started working with some groups, and I can't talk too much about it, but I've worked on some designs of wind energy systems that are high efficient at low wind speeds. And this is the thing that's necessary. And these are big systems. And they don't look anything like you've seen to date. But they are capable of putting out the 2 gigawatt energy range.
Do you think that some of the executives at the oil companies truly believe in the peak oil theory? Or they probably know there's an abundance of oil. Which way do you think?
Oh, they absolutely know. I mean, you look at when we talked before about the issue with the BP oil spill, the reason they didn't want to harvest that oil is because they would have a boat sitting there filling it up every day with oil is just flowing out of the undersea vaults down there. And it would show that there's no shortage of oil.